to my podcast, Follow My Journey. I'm Nadine, and today's episode is all about doing what's right and not what's easy. I'm back with an episode, even though I thought I would probably not record so much the next few days or weeks, since I wanted to really enjoy the time here. And I am enjoying it and like make the most of the time that I have here. And still though, today was just so many moments where I was like, Nadine, still do an episode. Like, yeah, it's not gonna take me as long, and I feel like if I do share it, it might change something, and that's what it's all about. Change. Changing something, changing ourselves, change in general. Change is nice. Anyways, but I still wanna keep it short and not too long. And actually the main message or the main idea of this episode is the title of this episode. It is Do What's Right, Not What's Easy. And especially I would say in the last few weeks I really realized that again. And I think the reason I'm doing this episode right now is because, I don't know, a few days ago, Saturday maybe, I don't even know, like a few days ago, I listened to it's a German woman. Her name is Laura Marlina Seiler. I know I've mentioned her in many episodes before, and yeah, I'm doing it again. If you have still not checked her out and you still don't know who she is, check her out. And even if you are from like an English speaking country and you're like, okay, Nadine, she's German, I don't speak German, still I will put a link to one of her podcasts in the show notes. And once you're on her podcast, or you can just, yeah, just like go on Spotify or wherever and look for the podcast Happy, Holy and Confident. That's her podcast, and she sometimes also does English episodes, like English interviews. And yeah, so those you will understand, even if you don't speak German. And if you do speak German, not so well English, I mean, well, probably then you wouldn't be listening to this right now. But for example, my parents, shout out to you. Yeah, you should also listen to her episodes in English. She has German subtitles for her English interviews. Anyways, guys, this is not what I wanted to say. All I wanted to say is that her last episode is about seven... Well, I'm not sure how she named it, but she was in Hawaii the last few months, and she's talking in that episode about spiritual things she learned. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have said spiritual, because now many people might be there like, I don't have anything to do with spirituality, but still, it's stuff that we all like it's all part of us, even though you wouldn't say that you're spiritual. Whatever, one of the learnings she had in that time, during that time, or yeah, something that she's sharing in that episode is also that do what's right and not what's easy. And she's referring it back to some Hawaiian thing, which is called Pono. And she's explaining it really well in the episode, so definitely listen to it. And anyways, she was actually making quite similar examples in that episode that I feel like I really resonated with. And yeah, so since I listened to that episode, I realize again for myself as well that it's a topic that I resonate with, or that is present in my day-to-day life at the moment and part of my journey. And since my podcast is called Follow My Journey, I feel like everything that is kind of in my mind or like part of me in every moment is something, yeah, that is part of my journey. Anyways, so do what's right, not what's easy. And yeah, I'm gonna start with picking up rubbish. And if you are following me on Instagram, or if you are like a friend of me and you have me on WhatsApp, you know that I've been sharing quite a lot about that in the last few weeks. But yeah, it's really what I want to start with in this episode, but I will give some other examples later as well. But yeah, so Laura also made that example in her episode about, yeah, picking up trash when we see it. Okay, see, now again I said trash, even though before I said rubbish. And it's really something that is bugging me, that I have so many words in my like in my English language that are either American or British English, and I always mix them up. It's so confusing. Like sometimes I just say trash, and then my friends here are like, "What did you just say? It's not trash, it's rubbish." And I'm like, "What? You know what I mean?" But so yeah, forgive me if I sometimes say trash or rubbish. You know, we can. It's like, you know what I mean, I hope at least. So, see, now I forgot my point. I mean, I know, still know what my point is, but I forgot what I was saying before. Wow. Also, I have to say, it's quite late already. It's like almost 10 p.m., but I still felt like I really want to record this episode today. Yeah, just because it's really present. Okay, and now I'm getting back to what I wanted to say because I'm realizing it again. So, yeah, just today I picked up so much trash again, and I shared it with friends on Facebook and Instagram. And that's when I realized, like, okay, why not Nadine make an episode about it and talk about it more than just recording a few short videos or like taking a picture of it. And yeah, so this is why I'm recording this right now. And I don't know, where should I start? I mean, okay, maybe I start with the term again. Do what's right, not what's easy. And this is what I have to tell myself in every moment, I guess, when I see rubbish out there in the world. Like on the ground, like every time. Because most of the times, of course, I don't have anything with me, right, to put the rubbish in. Like I'm going on a walk. I take my phone, for example, and my headphones so I can listen to music or like a podcast or whatever. But usually that's it, right? Like a key or whatever. But you usually don't have much with you. At least I don't. Maybe you do. Well, that's good. If you have like a bag, then you can put the rubbish in your bag. Maybe not the bag that you put your other stuff in. Maybe that's a little bit gross. I mean, not as clean and stuff. But you know, just when you have a bag with you, just always put spare, empty bags in it, you know. But like I said, when I do have like a backpack or whatever with me, like I feel like most of the times I have at least some sort of bag in it, because sometimes, you know, you're gonna go shopping somewhere, and I'm grateful for that I learned that by now, to always have spare bags with me in those kind of moments, like when I'm going outside and like really go somewhere in a way that I take my backpack and I go somewhere, whatever. But I mean, when I'm just going for a walk, like, until now, because I'm feeling that it's changing now. And like I said, it's all about change. This is what this podcast is for, guys. We are all on our journey. And if you follow my journey, you might take something for your own journey. And then we can just all change a little bit together, like, in our own way. Anyways, I mean that now I started realizing and remembering it more, I guess, to always bring some sort of a bag, even if I go on my walks. And yeah, the last few weeks or even months while I was here, I just, on my walk that I take, the usual walk next to the river, I started seeing trash. Like, and of course, also before that, of course, like everywhere around us is rubbish, right? Wow, I said trash before. Oh, this is annoying. But yeah, and it never was something that I really did, like it wasn't a habit or anything of mine to pick up trash. It's seriously just I feel like in this year that it started that I really consciously pick it up. I feel like before, maybe here and there a little bit, but not like I feel like I'm doing it now. And it's, yeah, I like that change. Yeah, actually, one example that I wanted to give is that, yeah, it was actually on that exact day that I heard her episode that I started doing the walk. And she started talked about something else, and I saw trash, and I didn't have a bag with me, and I was like, oh man, what do I do now? Like, if I just take everything in my hand now, which I did the other day, I just put everything, like, I just grabbed everything with my hands, and just carried it kind of like that until I found the next bin. And then sometimes when I find like bigger cups or, you know, like, yeah, like cups, and I can put all the stuff in the cup, I'm like, in a way, of course, I'm not happy that I found the cup there. Like, of course, like, it would be the best or like the happiest feeling if there wouldn't be any trash. But yeah, when I find cups, I'm like, in a way, glad, because then I can put all the other stuff in the cups and then I can just carry the cup, which is way easier than having all those little pieces of trash that you have to hold in your hands, you know? Anyways, so on that day, when I heard her podcast, I didn't have a bag with me or anything. But then, so cool, maybe this doesn't apply to every country, or I don't know. I haven't really noticed that in Germany, that's why I'm saying it. Because here, next to the bins, like next to the rubbish bins, they have like bags for dog poo. You know, when you go out with your dog for a walk and you want to take the poo and like put it in the bin, you know? And I don't know. They have them here right next to the rubbish bins. I feel like they have them in Germany as well, but yeah, like I said, I don't have a dog and that's nothing really that I look out for. So I haven't really noticed it before, but in that moment I saw it and I was like, yes, this is my sign. This is what I need right now. I need that bag so I can put all of the trash in the bag. So that is what I did on that day. And since then, I just seriously always, like at the end of that walk, I just like put all of the rubbish in the bin and I just held on to the bag. And now I just always have that bag with me. Today though, okay, now I'm getting to why I'm sharing it with you today, is that I still had the bag with me, but I also had another huge bag of like stuff that I just bought. So I was, I didn't get out the bag that I had because it was in the bottom or somewhere of my backpack, you know? And this is where I come back to the term, do what's right and not what's easy. Because it would have been, and this is what it all comes back to, it's always so much easier to just like keep on walking when you see rubbish, right? But do what's right and not what's easy. You still, and this is why I'm sharing it with you today, it wasn't easy for me today to pick up all of that rubbish. Because like I said, I had this heavy bag. But once I saw one piece, I saw the next piece of rubbish and like it just went on and I was like, no, what is all of this? I mean, I'm just gonna start now, because if I don't, then, well, it's gonna be there and I don't want it to be there, so I pick it up. And again, like I said, I had the bag from the dog poo thing, you know, like, of course there was no dog poo in there, I hope you get what I mean. I had it in the bottom of my back pack kind of a thing, so and I didn't get it out. I was like holding everything in my hands. And like I said before, sometimes I'm really happy when I find like a cup and I can put it in. And I did find a few cups and I already threw them away. Like when I see a bin, I just always throw in everything, of course. And then I go on and then I see more stuff. So then today I found like a piece of cardboard from a Domino's pizza. Like it was actually from a garlic bread, so I just used that, and then once it was full, I tipped it out like into the bin, and I think for a few times, like seriously two or three times, I tipped it out and put new stuff in there that I found, like, and it was insane. And there were so many straws and cups, and I'm like, oh my, it's seriously like, it's the saying, you know, oh, it's only one straw. But if everyone out there in this world says it's only a straw, of course, I think I said that before in an episode. No, come on, guys. But something else I wanted to share with you is that actually the first time I took a photo of the rubbish that I picked up and shared it with my family and friends, my sister actually was like, and she was in Australia last year, she was like, oh my gosh, that's so sad. I had a feeling that when I was here last year, I felt like Australia was so clean. And that's when I said to her, like, well, we only see the world as we are, or like as we want to see it, I guess, or like, yeah, it all comes back to our own perspective on things, or like the way we see it. Yeah, I hope you get what I mean. I think you can apply it to what my sister said in that moment, that she felt like Australia was clean. And of course, probably it is a way cleaner country than compared to other countries. But once you see it, seriously, once you see rubbish, it's everywhere. this is what I'm feeling like right now. I start picking something up and I don't even have to look far, like not even a few meters away, and I see another piece of rubbish on the ground. And today it really hit me how many cigarette things, I don't know how you call them, like the last piece of a cigarette that you just, well, that you cannot smoke anymore, and that's why I guess you just, yeah, I don't know. Other topic again, like why do people do that? That's a whole other topic. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, today I saw so many of them. But anyways, yeah, I feel like if we don't, maybe it's also that we don't want to see it, and that's why we think it isn't there. But yeah, like I said, it is there. And yeah, so I feel like for me now, it's hard to not see it anymore. Like for me, it's everywhere now, I feel like. Like I said, I also want to share now some other examples with you to which do what's right, not what's easy applies to. And for example, I was thinking about, for example, saying thank you or I love you to people around us. Sometimes for some people that can be hard to do. Like some people may just say it all the time and it's easy for them to express their gratitude and their love to the people around them. But even, like, let's say it's not so easy for you, and I feel like this can apply to me in many ways of my life, that I still, yeah, I feel like I'm not saying thank you enough, or I love you to my family. And even though I know that this would be the right thing to do, sometimes I choose the, and not saying that, I feel like, you know what I mean, that it would be, it's just easier for me in that those moments, or like in general, to not express it, even though I know that it would be the right thing to do, and I know that it would probably be, I would get something back in return, but still, I mean, this is something personal right now, that I feel like sometimes I can't really express my gratitude, or like I said, my love to other people that much. So this is also where I kind of still be like, I have to tell myself every moment, like, do what's right, not what's easy. Also, yeah, another example also would be standing out or speaking up for your own opinion in a way, because, yeah, of course the easier way is only to just follow the big crowd and just follow others, and, like, follow what what other people say or do. But is that really what's right? Is it right if you feel like that's not what you stand for? If you feel like your heart or something inside of you is telling you something else? I don't feel like that's then right to do. It's just the easier thing to do, probably. So think about, what is it for you that you maybe do, that you just do because you feel like it's the easiest thing to do, but not really what is right for you? One last example that I want to mention today is that, and she also mentioned that in her podcast, and it was about, yeah, the decision to eat meat. Even though we all probably know that the right thing would be to stop eating meat, but it is just so much easier, I guess. I mean, yeah, I mentioned it before that I'm eating a plant-based diet, so I don't eat meat. But it hasn't always been like that. I mean, the longest time of my life I had been eating meat, and so I can understand that in a way. But yeah, I guess, guys, just do what's right and not what's easy, because I think we know that it isn't right to do it, but we just kind of follow, like I said, the easier way, the crowd, I guess, the people around us who make it seem like it's the right thing to do, just because if many people do it, maybe we feel like it's not as bad, or I don't know. So, but yeah, there are so many situations in life where we can ask ourselves, what am I actually doing right now? Am I just doing something because I feel like it's easier to do that, and it's like what everyone else is doing, or is it actually really what is right to do in that moment? And yeah, I feel like with that episode, I really just wanted to, I don't know, it just had to come out of me right now, like today, and like the last few days, like I said, I feel like I've been picking up so much trash because I feel like I see it everywhere now and I cannot stop it anymore. Like, it's just like, if I see it, I have to pick it up. That's it for this episode, and yeah, like I said, I hope you can get something out of it, and that, yeah, maybe you decide and choose to do what's right more and more. But don't be too hard on yourself, right? It's all a process. Everything is a process. Everything is a journey. It's all part of the journey, I mean. So yeah, just trust yourself, trust your instincts, and yeah, I guess that's it for today. I could go on rambling, like always, but I will cut it now and hope that you're having a wonderful day, and I say goodbye. Bye.